Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. And then at 6:30 tonight, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It will be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. Bobby will be talking to Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And then his guest tonight will be Saints run game coordinator T.J. Paganetti. He's here with us now each and every Monday night. Mr. Les Sackett from the Silver Slipper. Les.
Hey, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us, Les. And, man, the Saints with a big win yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one. Shuck looked really good.
He really did.
It's kind of unfortunate that the bye is this week. Because you want to kind of keep going on.
Hey, you took the words out of my mouth. I would have wanted to continue to play.
The momentum.
Yeah. got a little bit of confidence now in what you're doing.
Yeah,
the only thing going to buy, too, you know what else? When you're in that routine, when you're playing game after game. And now, Shucks, he's married, but he got to maybe go walk the dog. He don't have any kids. But once you're playing a long time and you have kids and you have a bye week, then you got, like, the honey-do list. And all of a sudden, you're not playing this weekend. And then you got chores to do. And it's like, man.
Chores?
We could hire somebody to go do that for us. I remember telling my wife that. No, I'm not going to the store.
So what you had?
Grocery shopping.
Grass or something?
No, I had Miss Dovey. I remember Miss Dovey from Jamaica. She was an awesome nanny. I had an awesome nanny with the kids.
She took care of things, right?
She was awesome. I say, man, I'm paying her a lot of money. Well, why you want me to do that? I mean, I know it's the bye week, but so what? I want to just chill, you know? So I'm
all
sure
right,
the Saints
Les,
fans are chill.
We'll throw it to you. What you got going on here at the Silver Slipper?
All right. Well, we still have our Slippers of Cash giveaway. We're up to $20,000 in cash. So somebody will have a chance to win that this Thursday at 8 o'clock. Then we also have going on for Thanksgiving weekend, we have a tailgate weekend blowout. So for the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to have a big screen TV down there. You can buy drinks and food and watch the big games for the holiday weekend.
Boy, you know what's amazing now, and it's been like this well over a quarter of a century. I'd say in the 80s it kind of started that Thanksgiving is football and football is Thanksgiving. You know, as Americans, how we celebrate it. Now,
Black Friday, if the ladies want to go shopping.
But Black Friday, they even extended that. They're trying to just,
Black Monday.
But when you look at that Thursday, and we always look forward to it. The Lions are always going to play. Then you got the Cowgirls. And I don't mind the Cowgirls playing on Thursday as long as they lose. You know, that afternoon game. And now they even have a night game. Yeah. I remember at times even
that
Texas.
That used to be college football.
Texas and Texas A&M used to play on that Thanksgiving. But that's why it is truly, you know, and look at the turkey and the history of Thanksgiving and all that. But it's as much as, like, the main holiday for football. Well, what other? Now, we might overtake Christmas and say, to hell with the NBA. And no, then they'll listen.
That's what the NFL feels.
The NFL don't care about no NBA and stuff. No, about having
NFL ain't giving
because
us no
all
competition.
The, look, all the eyes, you're there with the family, and you might be in the background, whatever, you have a game on TV. But Thanksgiving is so football, it's crazy. It's so football and so American football. I love it.
And then it rolls into the Friday and the Saturday, yes. And then Sunday NFL.
Yeah, it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I mean, it's like we football crazy. I love it.
And so I know every year here, kind of a big blast for dinner and also for supper, the Thanksgiving meals that you guys got served up here at the buffet.
Yeah. At the buffet, we're going to have a Dungeness crabs back for that. In the Blue Bayou, we also have a bunch of different entree meals that are going to be special just for Thanksgiving. So, you know, come on down. You can go to the buffet or you can go to the Blue Bayou.
Boy, you know what I could eat every day, and that's not good for you, but I mean, if you're a carnivore, how can you not like prime rib? You know, until I melt in your mouth. I mean, I like to know somebody, if you like meat, who doesn't like prime rib? Oh, no, I don't want that. Like, what? Are you crazy? Well, you're a vegetarian or something? No, I eat just asparagus and broccoli and all that. But who doesn't love prime rib? So you could give me, like, prime rib on Thanksgiving or Christmas instead of turkey or ham. Now, I eat the turkey and ham. I eat it all. But prime rib, who's hating on prime rib?
Okay.
Come on. That's going back to whether you're a barbarian or you'll be dwelling in caves, whatever. Prime rib, I mean, you want to talk about melting your mouth. You know when you used to lose your teeth and you got older and all that? Prime rib seemed like it'd be the ideal food to eat because the taste of it. I think it's in our brains. Now, Bobby, that meat makes me sick. Well, are you truly a human? I mean, come on.
Okay, last year, Joan tells that to Linda. So first thing Linda does is tell Joan, send me your recipe for prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
So guess what I ate last Thanksgiving?
Prime rib. My wife makes an awesome prime rib. Bon ton, right there in New Orleans, right by our office.
Yeah,
prime rib. I mean, no, Blue Bayou, they have...
With the Blue Bayou, you better get reservations, though, for Thanksgiving.
Well, what they have there is a 22-ounce cold-smoked bone-in cowboy ribeye.
Well, yeah, ribeye. You know why ribeye tastes good as a steak? Because anything with fat. The fat gives it the flavor. You know, you think about, oh, I want more lean meat. I like a filet mignon. I like all that. But the ribeye is so, like, oh, well, we've always loved ribeyes because of fat. So, you know, I'm against saturated fat. Now, I'm not against a ribeye fat, though. You know, I never forget this about my brother. Now I'm going off on a tangent. My middle brother, and now you get, I don't know, they call, what do you call that department for child abuse? Or whatever. My brother used to say, okay, you cut, we all eating ribeyes. My dad's cooking it, whatever. And, you know, I'm cutting the fat off. I'm just going to eat the meat. And my middle brother would just say, I just want a plate of fat. And now if you let your kid eat that, it'd be like, what in the world? He would eat the whole plate of just fat from the ribeye.
What?
And now as a parent, you never let your kid do that. But it was like, oh, they're doing good. It's like when, I never forget.
Which brother is that?
Benji.
Oh.
My middle brother who lives in
Nicaragua. Okay, that doesn't
He lives
really
in Nicaragua
surprise.
Right
that
now.
Really surprised.
I don't know if Trump will let him back in the country, but he's in Nicaragua right now. But anyway, it was like when we were younger and I was with T-Van Gallagher, who's come to this show before. And I go sleep over at his house, and all of a sudden, my mom calls up, how the boys are doing? We're like 7 years old and all that. Well, they're doing good. They just ate a pound of bacon this morning. Now they look, well, that's childhood. You can have a two or three strips. You can't eat a whole damn pound. But then it was like, we didn't worry about that back in the day. Oh, no, you can't eat bacon.
I didn't
want
to shove you that turkey bacon.
Yeah, no, I want real bacon.
No, I don't. Somebody else can eat the turkey bacon.
Even if you're Jewish or Muslim,
no.
And you don't know the history, if you smell bacon, how can you not like that? Well, in the morning, when you sleep in, and whether you're hunting or fishing or you had a cabin in the morning, you smell bacon, that's the best alarm clock. I'm waking up to get that bacon.
You like Pepe Le Pew, off the ground.
Oh, I can smell that good. And don't make it all soggy. I like crispy bacon.
All right, let's try to follow that one up.
It's difficult to follow up on.
But
I think you were talking about CPS.
Yeah.
You call CPS and come in there and take the kids.
Take the kids. It's like, I don't know the initial. Everybody got an initial today. You know what we're getting ready to talk to. Think about this, okay? Miles asked him, like, what's his real name? Paganetti, the run game coordinator, TJ. So I'm hearing Kellen Moore yesterday. I guess you're trying to be cool with the young players and all that. And he's talking about CO. CO had an awesome game. He really stretched the defense and all that. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not calling him CO. It's Olave. Chris Olave. So what are we going to call Kellen Moore? Oh, KM called the awesome game. KM. KM. Wait, everybody has initials now? And here I'm the one to talk. I got a damn son
named. You got the Cajun Cannon.
No, but that's a name. No, it's initial like T-Bob. You know that ain't his real name, T-Bob, my son.
Okay, so what's going to be T-Bob's son?
He's a Quad Bob.
He's Quad like
the
Bob.
He's the fourth. No, they're calling him Bobby, though.
Okay.
I was a junior, T-Bob PT in French, Little Bob. But so the fourth, so now the Quad Bob, I think. But they're calling him Bobby.
Gotcha. Also, too, come on down on Monday nights. You can get a square here on the Monday night, right, Les?
Yep. Right on the football board. You have till 6:45 to get on the board for the game that starts at 7:15 tonight.
An awesome game, too. Two Super Bowl contenders. When you look Monday Night Football, the Eagles and the Packers.
A lot of peeping
eyes on that game tonight. Les, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. Mr. Les Sackett here. We're back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our talk and text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well,
hey, Big John, what you got?
Good evening, sir.
How y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing good. So, Big John, how did the Veterans Parade
go? Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, it was really a spectacular event. It was the best parade we've had. And, you know, I ordered cool weather, but because of the government shutdown, it was delayed by a day.
Okay.
But other than that.
You got it, though.
I mean, my thanks go out to all the veterans that participated and to the business community that stepped up and supported it. I was very honored to have been a part of that. And thank you all also for your great support. I appreciate that.
Well, Big John, you have to be a big part of the Houdat Nation, too. Finally, we had a convincing win. You know, it wasn't like, oh, the Saints lucked out. And you know what I liked about the win? Was that Carolina was 5-4.
Yep.
They went, like last year we lost them 24-23. They were 1-7. Then Dennis Allen gets fired the next day. No, they were 5-4 and just beat the Packers in Green Bay. And then we put a whooping on them. That's what I like to see. That's when I say, well, we might be trending in the right direction simply based upon that.
You know, I it's only for the second time, and I can really mean it this time, where I get to invoke Hap Gladys' favorite mantra of hail to the mighty Saints. And you're absolutely right. You know, you beat a 5-4 team. And, you know, Bill Parcells says you're only as good as your record is, but you're also as good as your record is. And they were, you know, Carolina beat Green Bay. They beat Atlanta 30-0. So, you know, that going out there, I thought, you know, after that, first opening drive for the touchdown. I saw that, and then I saw the rest of the game after that, and it's like one of those things where you see the team sort of click in, and you almost see like they're buying into what Kellen Moore is saying. And, you know, I've told people who ask me, you know, since the beginning of the season, how is it going to go? I said, we're not going to do well at the opening part of the season. It's going to take some time for Kellen Moore to get his message across. And I think yesterday the message got across, okay, that and I'm not going to anoint myself a prophet or anything like that, but, you know, you can see that there were some players there that were like, okay, the trades have been made, the people have been set in place. Now it's time to buy into the game plan and to the coaching philosophy. And I mean, obviously, I think that the person that set the tone on the defensive side of the ball was Cam Jordan. I think he's the emotional and spiritual leader of that defense, doing it more by example than anything else.
And Big John, okay, we got to give Cam Jordan his props. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, you and I, we're both historians. And you look at what Cam Jordan was able to do. I mean, and this is not by accident. When you look at a player and, you know, when they accomplish great things and, you know, they're still playing at a high level, this is Cam Jordan recording his 125th career sack against the Panthers. Now, putting him a half a sack, you heard of Dwight Freeney. Remember Dwight Freeney when we beat the Colts in the Super Bowl? Yeah, and I think he played through an injury, but he's only a half a sack behind Pro Football Hall of Famer Dwight Freeney on the all-time list. So I'm telling you, Cam Jordan, you might say, well, Cam needs to hang it up. But I'm telling you, look at that spin move. He gets a sack and how he influences that defense along with DeMario Davis. You look at that. No, Cam Jordan is a Pro Football Hall of Famer because what he's accomplished on the field, and he's always available.
Yeah, and that's really it. He's there. He's been durable, and he's a leader on defense. And, you know, look, you said it already. On offense, and all due respect to Spencer Rattler, I mean, the young man really put his heart and soul into it. There was nothing wrong about anything that he ever did. He couldn't win the games. Tyler Shuck gives this team an element that seems to be able to utilize his weapons like Alvin Kamara, Chris Olave, and an equally ageless Taysom Hill. That was kind of Taysom's comeback party was yesterday. And it was good to see him making some serious plays. And, you know, going back to Alvin, one last thing, that little slip move he made on fourth and short when he was stopped well behind the line and then got through that, for all the great things he did yesterday, that was probably his finest moment on the football field yesterday.
Well, you know, Big John, what we need, and you know, you do have a track record. Like I cannot recall when the Rams were in L.A., always had a good game in Anaheim. We're playing out there, and I go, man, I kind of like Anaheim. Well, you know what? At Charlotte, Alvin Kamara, I said this in the pregame, I'm like a prophet like you. I said, you look at total yards from scrimmage. When we lost 24-23, Alvin Kamara had 215 total yards from scrimmage. And I said in the pregame, 215, I would take 115. Guess what? He had exactly 115 total yards from scrimmage. So if we could do that going forward against Atlanta and having that kind of contribution both in the run game and as a pass receiving running back, that would be Tyler Shough's best friend. Now, I got to give, and you mentioned Taysom Hill. I got to give Kellen Moore a lot of credit because he's the one that's calling the plays and getting Taysom Hill more involved. But you know where else he got more involved? And everybody said, well, we had success because we ran the ball well. We did not run it well. We averaged 3.3 yards a carry, but you know what we did? We attempted to run the ball. We had 37 rushing attempts for 122 yards, but we only averaged 3.3. But I'm telling you, just by having 37 rushing attempts, therefore you have balance, and we have more than 65 offensive plays. We ended up with 67. So going against Atlanta, I'm telling you, we don't need to ever have a game. Sean Payton will tell you this. I don't care if you're trying to play catch-up in the get-go, even though it looks like, oh, we're not running the ball well. You might say, I don't like an imagination in the play calling. You still have to attempt to run the football. We should never have a game when you're only rushing the ball 16 to 22 times. At least it got to be 28 or hovering around 30 attempts where we had 37. And again, we only averaged 3.3 yard average. Look at Carolina. They want to run the ball. And they weren't playing catch-up necessarily. They only ran the ball 23 times, 3.2 average. So even though you're not averaging over 4 yards or 4.5 yards a carry, you still have to attempt to run the ball. And I think as a play caller, Kellen Moore realizes that, and he'll utilize that strategy because that could be Shug's best friend.
The other thing, too, is when you got your yardage. The Saints hit some big plays on third down running the football, and it wasn't just always Tyler Shough throwing it, but also their ability to move it.
Third and fourth down.
With Big John brought up about the fourth down play with Kamara. Derrick Brown, who had made back-to-back big plays, he's right there. He just misses Alvin Kamara, and he gets the first down.
If we don't turn over the ball, and whether we're aggressive on fourth down, and you got to be aggressive, obviously, on third down. You want to move the sticks. If we 50%, like you said earlier in the show, Mike, we were 50% on third and fourth down, 10 of 20, and we don't turn it over, hell yeah, the Saints are winning. Right now, you know what's the key? Guess what? We were both minus four going into the game, Carolina and the Saints. Well, you know what yesterday was? The Saints were plus one. That's one reason why we won, too. We were plus one in the turnover margin. Against Atlanta, don't be minus one, minus two. Then you don't win those kind of games. Stay on the plus side. Protect the football. Take it away. Saints win.
We'll be back with more second guests and our Nichols State head football coach Tommy Rybecki will join us here in our Thibodaux Regional Health Systems Colonel Show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. This is our Nicholls State Head Football Coach segment, sponsored weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. On the line now, we have with us the head football coach of the Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Great effort Saturday, but just couldn't pull it out on the road.
Yeah, unfortunate. Unfortunate outcome. I mean, our guys played their tails off, and we had opportunities throughout the game to take a lead and even there late to go down tie and force an opportunity to keep playing, but weren't able to pull it out.
You know, Tommy, I don't know. They got too many initials, UTRGV. And I'm like saying, you know, people say, where in the hell is Edinburg, Texas?
Tell him where it's at.
No, have you ever been to Edinburg, Texas? Because that's a road trip, to say the least.
Yeah, never in my life. Way down there, the most southern part of Texas, and it took us 2 days to get there. And, man, they got a good setup, but it is far away.
Now, it seems like that you were facing a pretty good quarterback, Eddie Lee Marburger. He threw a couple of touchdown passes, very accurate. He was 20 of 30 for 247 yards. Now, I think he did throw an interception, but when you look at the game, 28 to 21, you look at what Nate Denny had, 120 yards rushing, a couple of touchdowns and 25 carries. So it seems like they were well balanced.
Oh yeah, they did do a good job. The Denny kid, he ran hard. I tell you what, the quarterback did was he was able to move in the pocket on third and down and create some opportunities on third down for them to be able to convert and keep some drives going. And I thought that was really the main difference in the game was their ability to convert in those situations. And credit to him for doing that.
Now, Tommy, when you look at – I was talking to Mike about this, and I said it's a shame that okay, you look at Lamar coming away with a big win. You look – because Southeastern versus Lamar, you know, you play Southeastern in the Belle River Classic, and you look at Lamar, they end up beating what the Lions 14-12, and then now I want to say they tied for second place in the Southland Conference. But it's a shame, like, Southeastern didn't play Stephen F. Austin. Because you think, why didn't I play? Is that because Stephen F. had left the conference and they came back in because of scheduling or what?
Yeah, exactly. This is the last year where everybody doesn't play everybody. And that was the team that rotated off for them. Like, we didn't play East Texas A&M. And each team in our league has one other school that they're not playing this year. But that'll all change next year. We'll play a complete schedule. Everybody will play everybody. It's just unfortunate a year like this that Southeastern and SFA, who are at the top of the league, don't match up.
Now, Tommy, is this like when you look at where you're at right now, you fought back and the ebbs and flow of the conference and, you know, had a little winning streak and then how highly competitive Southland Conference is. Aren't y'all, I think y'all 3-3 and so was Rio Grande, I don't know what the V stands for. Is that Valley? I'm trying to think.
Rio Grande Valley.
Now, you know what's a trivia thing you can ask Tommy, anyone? People, okay, what's a vaquero? People, oh, that's their mascot. What in the hell is a vaquero? You know what a vaquero is? It's like a Spanish cowboy. And that they herd cattle.
Yep.
And so they're fighting vaqueros. I mean, so that, you know, they're close to Mexico when you have something like that. But the fighting vaqueros. But I think they're 3-3. You're 3-3. So, and you think you have to win the conference to be in the postseason. So playing Southeastern, is that going to be kind of the Riverbell Classic, kind of y'all playoff game or bowl game when you look at it?
Yeah, we still got a week to get there. We're going to play Northwestern State this week, and obviously that's where our focus is going to be. And finishing the season strong is really important to us. We got a standard of how we want to play, and we got to do that down the stretch. And our team continues to get better each week, and so we're looking for some more progress this week before we ever get to Southeastern at the very end.
Well, Tommy, you're not going to say it, but I went to Northwestern. No, they're not. No, they're struggling. I mean, they can't even come close to ever. I don't know if they even have a point spread big enough to cover. Now, I know you got to first things first. You have to play the game. And listen, Nagash, I love Northwestern, but they have struggled mightily when you look at the past couple of seasons and going forward. So, yeah, it is a conference game, so I know you got to stay focused. But I know you want to have the opportunity to go into next season to have like be on a two-game winning streak to close out.
Yeah, without a doubt. There's no question that we want all the momentum we can get heading into the off season. And, you know, we got mistakes we made last week that made the difference in the game. And so to be able to get out there and play again is really important to us, to be able to fix some of those mistakes and continue to improve with the young team that we have. And to get the 4 wins in the conference will be huge for us. You know, that's progress for us. And we continue to work on things and get better. You know, we can finish the season strong.
Coach, you got a young football team, and you had to play some young players this year, bottom line. But tell us a little bit about the progress of Vian Rodrigue at the quarterback spot. It's the most important position out on the field, and he has certainly made progress earlier, but evaluating him off of this past week's game.
Yeah, you gotta play to get better. And in his first two starts, he obviously did a great job, and we really took control of the game. But getting into these tough games like we were in a week ago is such a learning opportunity for him. There's such a smaller margin for error. If you miss one read, it can make the difference in a drive scoring or not. And so for him, it's getting into those tough situations as a quarterback and, you know, having to make those plays. And I thought the other night he really made some really great plays down the stretch and made some plays for offense to be able to move the ball. And then there's also some that I know he wants back that he knows he can learn from and get better as we move forward with him.
Coach, I know we've talked about this on the air and off the air, but winning up front, and you're playing a lot of young players, offensive, defensive line, that's got to be where you want to see the biggest improvement on your football team down the stretch.
Without a doubt. I mean, the offensive line has continued to make progress as the season has gone on. But, you know, we got a great opportunity with a young group up there. We return 4 of those guys next year that are starting for us. And to continue to make progress against, you know, two opponents here as we close out season can be invaluable for us. And then defensively, too, we got a lot of new guys in the rotation. So continue to see the growth and development up front as we close out the year will be really important for us.
Coach, I know you spent a lot of time that you were a big part of the recruiting process even before Coach Rebo resigned and you were kind of the number two man here. And, you know, it's an early signing period. And while that may be kind of on a back burner situation, I think for all college coaches, it is a front burner issue. You are always trying to get better as a football team. And I think because of NIL and because of the transfer portal, it's given you a bigger avenue to grab high school players and a bigger pool of them than ever before, because for a team like a Tulane, or let's say it's an LSU, a Louisiana Tech, whatever, University of Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, they're looking more toward, I think, a little bit toward the transfer portal and giving schools like Nicholls and Southeastern and McNeese a bigger pool of high school players to go after in the state of Louisiana.
No question. It's a great football state. There's a ton of really good football players. You know, we're continuously recruiting. We're having official visits here down the stretch with junior college players and also high school guys. And, you know, I just left an hour recruiting meeting where we're watching some of these high school players that are still available in Louisiana. And it's like, wow, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you wouldn't have had a shot at them. And it's a lot of long-term investments. You got to get them in your program and develop them so that they're able to play for you as sophomores and juniors. And then, you know, who knows what happens for them after that. But without a doubt, the opportunity is there with the high school players, especially in this area of the country with our players who are local. And, you know, that's what we've been about. That's what the model is here at Nichols, and it's going to continue to be that way.
Coach, I know Bobby would want to see his Northwestern State team win, but they just have not played well over the last few years. So best of luck to you this weekend as they play Northwestern State.
Well, I just hope, you know, they have a good fight. It'll be a close game. But, I mean, what they lost to Magnese, 50-3 or something? I mean, come on. I mean, I remember, Coach, you know what, Tommy, you don't remember playing a game against Magnese? Think how crazy this was. Now, this is in the early, the 1980, I want to say, they had 7 NFL players. I'm not talking about just make a team. Like Stephen Starring, who just passed away. Like Buford Jordan. Gilbo, who played with the Jets, and Mark Duvall, Delaney. We had 7 players in a Northwestern Magnese State that like started in the NFL. Think how crazy that is.
That's incredible. Probably never again, huh?
I agree with that, Coach. I do agree.
You hope you have one. You hope you have one.
No, but that NIL transfer portal thing.
But Mike,
make sure that guy, he would most likely
you know,
leave.
You know, I remember who was a real stud. Who was the DB from the Ravens at Nichols? And I said, that's an NFL player.
Darius
I remember watching. When I watched it, Darius, I said, now that's an NFL player. I knew I just went to Nichols and I go, oh, well, that guy, he could play anywhere. That's it. And look what he did in the NFL.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate
all right,
you
Tommy.
All. Thanks.
All righty. That was the head football coach of the Nichols State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. And his segment weekly is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nichols State Athletics. We'll be back to finish it off here on Second Guess in hour number 2 right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number 2 of the Second Guess show, Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. When we come back, well, Charlie Long will join us, and we'll have our triple option feature. And at 6:30, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on the Big 870 WWL. Be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Koss, Bobby Hebert, Kellen Moore, and Coach TJ will join us also, the Saints Run Game Coordinator. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.